When I was in Switzerland in 1933, a dear pastor had an American car, and he wanted to take me to the mountains. As a boy, I didn't have the money to travel. I didn't see Switzerland when I was a boy, except the little corner where I was born. So I was very anxious to go with him. He wanted to take me right into the snow-capped mountains. And so he got his car started, and we went a few blocks, and it stopped. It wouldn't go another inch. And he looked at it, he opened the hood, and he danced around it and wondered what to do, and that car just wouldn't move. So he got a mechanic to haul it into his shop, and mind you, three or four Swiss mechanics worked at that thing for about 2 hours. Before they started, I said to my brother, "Say, I know what's the matter with that car. I happen to know it was an Auburn, and I happen to know that it's either the gas line or the ignition, one or the other, when it doesn't go. And in this case, it wasn't the ignition, it was the gas line." And I said, "There's a little sieve in your gas line that is supposed to catch the dirt. And when that gets filled with dirt, the gas doesn't go through. If you'll just take that little sieve out and blow it out, your car will go fine." He said, "Oh, go on, what are you giving me? You're a preacher, you're not a mechanic." And so these four Swiss mechanics, I still see them. How they took their monkey wrenches and their hammers and their files and their torches and they worked at it. And they spoiled my trip. Absolutely. And after 2 hours, they listened to me. And they looked at that gas line. Really, there was that little sieve and it was full of dirt. And that's all that was necessary. And the car went, but the time was gone too. Oh, beloved, it's the gas line, that power of God. You can pray from now until doomsday for a revival if you don't blow that dirt. It may be so little you don't even think of it.